My name is Rabbi Jeff Berger. I serve the Rambam Sephardi community in Bormwood and Elstree. We are here in the Textile Conservation Laboratory of the Victoria and Albert Museum. This 300-year-old, beautifully artistic Torah mantle that we are looking at gives us a glimpse at the very unique but brief period known as the Dutch Golden Age. It was a time when Jews were seeking religious freedom from places around Europe, and they found it in Amsterdam. It was a period when the Jewish community of Amsterdam thrived, eventually built its famous synagogue in 1675, known still today as the Esnoga. And we can see in the center of this cloak, represented in the medallion, an image of the Ark that still stands today in Amsterdam. It was a place, a repository for the Torah scroll being the most sacred object in Jewish practice, but we still use this handwritten parchment Torah that we read from every week, in which we understand are written the words that were given by God to Moses. So I'm shaking the rimonim, so that you can hear the tinkling of the bells, to give you a sense of what it might have been like to hear the high priest who was walking in the temple 2,000 years ago. And the Torah would have been draped in this mantle and topped with the silver bells for decorative purposes, for what we refer to as the beautification of the service. A cloak that is this ornamental would be the equivalent of a beautiful designer wedding gown. And in fact, the tradition many centuries ago was that women, after their wedding, would donate the cloth that was used in the wedding gown to the synagogue to be made into vestments. We can admire the excellent condition in which it remains, and we can reflect back upon the uniqueness to the Jewish community in particular, but to the world, of the Dutch Golden Age.